Further practice for integrated essay. Lecture.
Well, let's think about these theories that try to explain mammoth extinction. Some researchers are saying hunting, others are saying climate change, and then you also have a few scientists who propose disease. Can any of these explain it? I think not. All of them have problems, so let's look at each one in turn. Okay, first, hunting by humans. I mean, it does sound plausible. Even these days, we worry about hunting of elephants. And there is evidence that early humans did hunt and kill mammoths for food and other reasons. Bones with cut marks have been found in many places. However, many animals went extinct at roughly the same time as the mammoth, up to 36 different species in North America alone. But only the bones of mammoths and one other species have shown clear signs of human hunting, none of the others. If humans were hunting only mammoths, why did all those other species go extinct too? Secondly, climate change. You had an ice age and then the period after the ice age when the habitats were changed by being under ice for thousands of years. So, of course, it seems that this could have a big negative impact on mammoths. But this climate change theory cannot fully explain events. Many species of mammoths on small islands, such as Wrangell Island, survived much longer than other species of mammoths. If climate change were responsible for extinction, we would also expect these island mammoths to become extinct at the same time. Or, in fact, we would expect them to become extinct more quickly because they cannot migrate to better areas. And the disease theory is also difficult to accept. There are no confirmed examples of a large animal species becoming extinct as a result of disease. And even if we look at the case of humans, the Europeans brought terrible diseases to the American Indians that killed many, but they did not become extinct. There is no real evidence to support this theory at all.